To respect your time, well, let's get started. This is the How to Use Twitter to Grow Your Business teleseminar. So for those of you who don't know me, I'll give you a really brief bio. My name is Carol Dixon Carr, and I've been called the Productivity 3.0 Professor from some of my colleagues, which I joyfully embrace. I help entrepreneurs leverage their resources and talents so they can get out of overwhelm and be the productive and creative and profitable best. So the first thing I'd like to do is take a poll and find out about how you found out about this call, and if it wasn't through Twitter, I want to know if you are actually currently using Twitter, and if so, to what extent.
Post the websites, and I've actually found a lot of really good information that way. I found you through Facebook.
Oh, okay. Great. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. I heard a man right on top of you. Go ahead and share. Was that Rocky?
Yes, Carol. This is, Rocky Romero, and you asked how I found out about this. I'm on the newsletter that he sends out, so that's how I clicked in, and because I saw Twitter and the headline, I thought, that's of interest to me. Because I've started to post a few more things, and I've found that I can do that very creatively, and also I'm starting to find some results that are coming out of that. So I really wanted, and I'm curious about how you're using it and how I could use it to my benefit.
All right, and we talked a little bit before the recording got started, and I know you're using it in very similar ways that I'm using it, and so this will just cement or validate, I'm almost certain. Who else? Who would like to share how they found out, and if you're not using Twitter, what intrigued you and brought you to the call?
Hi, this is Alan Collins. I'm here because one of my colleagues, a project manager that's working with us, wanted to get on here. She wanted to learn about how she could use Twitter to support our business. And she couldn't make the call, so she said to me, would I come on the call and take notes and listen to it and find out what it's all about? So I'm here with my own personal interest as well as hers, and also my business partner, Diane Collins, is also interested in how we can use Twitter to forward our business. So I'm here not knowing anything, actually.
Oh, okay. I invite you to sign up for Twitter. You can multitask on this call. Go ahead and sign up for a Twitter account right now as I'm talking if you haven't done so. I invite all of you to do that right now. It's really easy. It'll take you two minutes, if that. So I'd like to hear from one more person. If you're either on Twitter or just intrigued about Twitter, let me know how you found out about the call and what you'd like to learn here.
Hi, Carol. It's Gary in Toronto.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
I'm fine. Glad you can make it.
Well, I'm glad you were able to invite me to come, and thank you very much.
Sure. All right. All right. One more person.
Well, this is Dee. I just have one thing to share.
Okay, go for it.
Before we get started, many of you know that over the last couple of years, I have been working with Generation Y. For those of you that I haven't met, my focus is really working with corporate leaders. And 2 years ago, I began a project that I've been dedicated to that I'm still working on, the Gen Y project. And as a byproduct of that project, my colleagues and I began using Twitter. This was really before it became all the craze. We weren't really familiar with the tool. We weren't really sure how to use it. And the more I began to understand about Twitter and how it functions and the way it began, it made me understand that there were multiple micro-blogging tools like Twitter that the younger generation had really grown up with, very, very accustomed to these tools. It would be like you and I growing up using a telephone for the first time. And one of the main reasons that I'm here today with Carol is to let you know that I believe as business owners and leaders, we need to become adept with using tools like Twitter. And we also really need to understand how to use them and to honor their purpose. And I have been noticing a lot of business owners using Twitter to sell a lot of products and services like come buy my program, come buy this, come buy that, and that is the surest way to hurt your credibility. Because the tool was really originally designed for a social interaction, for social purposes, and for people to know what you're up to and what your life's about and what you're doing. So I'm just really glad that we're here today with Carol. Carol has an amazing amount of expertise about Twitter, and she is someone who really uses it the way it was designed to be used. And if you use it the way it was originally designed to be used, which is a tool for interaction and for relationship building, then you can move those relationships offline into more of a business conversation. But if you really listen to what Carol's going to be talking to you about today, you'll not only understand how to use the tools, the technical side of using the tools, but the etiquette of using the tools. And I believe that in business, we really do need to learn the etiquette of using tools so that we build credibility and we don't turn off people in the process. So that's my little speech for today. I'm turning it back over to you, Carol.
Oh, my gosh. You're so clairvoyant and mind reading. I've got some notes that say exactly what you just did. Lovely. Bea and I did not stage this, I promise you. How many of you guys have...
Gary.
I'm sorry?
Carol, it's Gary in Toronto. Could I add to what Bea said?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Because when I came on the line, I heard a gentleman just at the end of his introducing himself that he knew nothing about Twitter, and at that point you suggested he enroll himself. For those of you on the call who are newer to Twitter or have not been involved at all, I had never even heard of the tool 3 months ago. And in that 3 months, I've come to know people like Prof. Carol and Bea Fields and a whole bunch of others. And you two are probably two of the wisest people I've met, along with a couple of others. And I, all of those of you on the call, listen up. You're going to learn a lot today.
A lot to live up to, but I appreciate that.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, when I think about being viral, there is a guy that you might want to follow, and it's kind of a funny handle, I Hate Mornings, but he's a musician, and he did this song called the Twitter song, which became viral. It's ironic, but it's educational, it's funny, it's catchy, it kind of makes me think of Schoolhouse Rock, and my daughter wakes up every morning and is singing it. I mean, it's that viral. So I invite you to, you know, at least go to YouTube and type in Twitter song, and you'll hear it, and you'll get a kick out of it, because you'll appreciate this teleseminar all the more when you listen to it. Some of the concerns that I've heard from people who have been on other Web 2.0 related calls with Bea and I is that they think that Twitter seems like a pointless, confusing waste of time. And so I wanted to dispel some of those beliefs right out of the gate. Now, I had signed up for Twitter back in January, but truth be told, I was in the confusing waste of time camp too. So I had to figure out how to make this work for me, and so what I did was just start following some of the movers and shakers that I met in Facebook, because at that time I was really more heavily into Facebook, and I still really didn't understand Twitter. So once I figured out how to reply to people, it started to ramp up a little bit. And then in May, I think, was the pivotal point when I finally got it. I met a woman named Ann Resnick. She's the time, if you follow her, she's the Time Diva. So you go twitter.com/thetimediva, all one word, no hyphens. She put together a networking event. It was like a Chamber of Commerce business after hours. And so it was on Cinco de Mayo, and what she did is she set up a Facebook group, and she invited her Facebook friends, and then she said, and she gave us instructions, now follow each other on Twitter, and then at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, we are going to have a business after hours, and we're going to get to know each other. And she was very organized about it, and I got to know a whole lot of really neat people, and some of them movers and shakers. And since then, and this was back in May, I have actually done some joint ventures with some of them. So it's really been as I was talking to somebody else, it's really changed the way I do business. So I see now Twitter as a way to connect and network, and of course the business and the JV opportunities end up being byproducts of that, you know, get to know you process, because, you know, as all of you know, people won't buy from people they don't know, like, and trust. So my original goal was just to get to know people. And, you know, my profile has my website up there, and if they want to check it out, they can. But there's never one of those tweets that says, check out my website, or one of those auto-follow backs. Sometimes people will configure their, if they use some of the Twitter tools where they can configure to auto-follow back some of those direct messages, say, thank you for the follow, check out my blog, and I don't like that. If I see the blog on their profile, if I want to check it out, I will. But if there's a new blog post of interest, that's a whole different story. If somebody tweets and says a blog post with a different, you know, with a subject line, the subject might be of interest, I'll go check it out. But something really generic like that upon first meeting is really kind of annoying. And I know a lot of the Gen Y folks feel that way as well. So some of the benefits that I've realized so far from using Twitter, obviously the great connections, the caliber of the guests I've attracted from my Blog Talk Radio show, and in fact, it's 100% I found them from Twitter, and they're really high caliber people. Of course, the JVs in the work, and you can, as B mentioned, once you get into a conversation on Twitter.
Your entry is not valid.
Did you guys hear that? Your entry is not valid? Hopefully that didn't get picked up. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know what happened.
Everything's fine, Carol.
Okay, yeah, that's a little odd. So, yeah, I got, actually, what was I saying? Oh, right, we were taking conversations offline or at least off Twitter. Sometimes there's a lot of direct messaging that goes on behind the scenes, or maybe a Skype conversation, or even, the phone. A lot of phone conversations have taken place, too. And there were a number of sales I got without even marketing. All of a sudden, there was something I got a sales notification from somebody I just had been talking about, something like totally unrelated to business, but I guess at some point she just thought it was a cool thing to go to my site and buy my book. So it's really a very, very, very cool tool. One of the women that I would definitely recommend you follow is, her name is Deborah Misek, and she's the author of the Twitter Handbook, and she's Coach Deb on Twitter, so it's twitter.com/CoachDeb. And she talks about the attract, connect, and convert strategy. And I think that some of it, in my opinion, is common sense. But if you were to pretend you're starting from scratch, make sure that you have your profile set up. So if you guys were to go online and check out me, Carol Dixon Carr, if you go to twitter.com/ProfCarol, P-R-O-F, C-A-R-O-L. Follow me. I will follow strategy. But generally speaking, my strategy is to make sure that my username is something that people will, you know, recognize. Carol's in there. But sometimes it's okay to have your own brand name, too. But if you're just going to do something that doesn't have your name in it anywhere, make sure that in your profile you have your real name in there. So when people want to look for you or want to know what you're about, they can call you by name and know who you are. Now, I recommend putting a bio. They only give you 160 characters to do it. But whenever people follow me and they don't have any updates except for the one that says, earn 6 figures in 6 weeks and no bio and just a Twitter name that says, 6123, and I don't follow everybody back. That's exactly why I don't have things set up to follow people automatically. I like to check out everybody one by one and see what they're up to, make sure that they're not, you know, inflammatory or spammy. I'm interested in inspiring people, educational people, because there's a lot of learning today. Does anybody know a good tool for such and such? And I'll get, if I don't get anything right away, I'll see somebody retweet. RT is for retweet. Somebody will retweet my request, and then somebody will come back and answer it. So it's really a really big, cool room of networking. And so I've been talking a lot. Are there any questions before I get into the following strategy? No questions or comments?
Yeah, Carol, I signed on, but I'm like kind of lost about what I would do next.
Okay, so you're all signed up?
Username and password, so maybe I'm a little bit behind the curve here in front in terms of everybody else. Is there something I should do? Because I don't have any friends on there, or I don't know really anything about where I'm supposed to go from here.
Okay. Yeah, Carol, can you just like go through the 1, 2, 3, 4 for people that...
Oh, sure. Okay, there are a couple. That's right. All right, so now you've got your username. Tell me what your username is, and I'll follow you right now. Tell me what your username is.
My username?
Uh-huh.
That's my email, so that would be... Alan Diane, that's two N's, A-L-A-N.
Uh-huh.
quantumsync.com.
Actually, that would be okay. So that's your website. But if you had,
my email.
Okay, your email. But if you were to sign into Twitter, click your profile and see what it says in the toolbar, where you put in your URL.
I'm looking at profile.
Yeah, click profile and tell me what you see, next to your. Quantum Think. Okay. Quantumthink.
Correct.
All right. Let me see if I can find you. All right. So what I just did is I typed in http://twitter.com/quantumthink. And waiting for my slow computer to wake up. And you have 0 followers, but not anymore. I am following you now. So you're going to get a notification in your email box that...
Your entry is not valid.
Type that.
I'm sorry?
When you said you were following me, or tracking, or whatever you said...
Uh-huh.
Where did you actually do that? Was that in Find People?
It was actually because you told me what your name, what name showed up, and you said it was Quantum Think. So what I did was...
Yeah, you would go to Find People, and then you're going to type in the name of the person you want to follow, and then that person's going to pop up, and you'll see a little icon that says Follow.
And where do I actually type that, though? That's the thing that's...
There's a search box. If you'll go to the Find People section...
Right.
Do you see a little search...
Yes.
Okay, go to search.
Okay.
And a little dialogue, a box should pop up.
Where in the search there's a long line, a long box type thing?
That one is deactivated.
Oh, it is? Well, how do I get the right one?
I'm going to give you a shortcut right now. One way to find people, because you don't have your actual name, if we go into settings, can you go into settings right now?
No, I'm sorry, Carol. You were on the right page. You'll go to Find People and then search, and there'll be a long box, and you'll just type in the name of the person you want to find.
Just the person?
Yeah, go to Find and then search, and then type in B Fields, B-E-A-F-I-E-L-D-S, and then click search.
Now I get a page that says this feature is temporarily disabled.
Okay, well, it's probably down right now, but later if you go back in, give it an hour or so, go back in, and you start typing names in that search box, then people will start popping up, and you can just start to follow them. And then once you start following people, other people will follow you back. And that's how you start building relationships with people.
I see. Okay, that's why I was getting confused, because everywhere I was going was giving me this disabled thing.
Twitter gets...
I don't think it's permanently disabled.
No, it's not.
We just something going on with their server.
So what I noticed as I went to your page, what your page looks like is if you type into the bar twitter.com/quantumthink, then I see your page. What you can do next, and I see that Rachel is following you. Now I am following Rachel. She is Storytelling ADV, so now I'm following her too. I found her because I saw that she was following you too. You see how this is working?
I hear how it's working, but I can't see how it's working.
Okay, let's go to settings.
The problem is that the feature's disabled on his end, so
okay.
We can just move on. And
okay.
I tell you what, if you will send me an email directly to bfields@bfields.com, I will send you a little cheat sheet on Twitter.
Are you talking to me?
Or any of you. Actually, I'll just send that out after a little quick cheat sheet on Twitter on what to do.
So what
I'll send that out after class, okay?
May I jump in? It's Gary.
Secondary. What was your email again?
bfields@bfields.com. But if you're registered for the class, don't worry about it. I'll just send an email out to the whole group, and you'll get it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
See, it's really regrettable this frustration has developed for everybody, because that search function seems to be down more often than not. But if the gentleman is on his page, Quantum Think, up in the top right box, sir, you're going to see following followers updates. If you click on followers, you're going to see you've already got two followers.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned.
One of them is me, and I don't know why Prof. Carol isn't showing, but Rachel Hedman is. So now you can see what's happening.
So what all you need to do is go to your profile page, twitter.com/quantumthink, and your page should show up.
Well, I got the two followers. I can see you, Gary. I've got a picture of you and a picture of Rachel.
Okay, well, I...
You are seen.
Okay. Yeah, can you go into settings? It's not disabled on my end. Can you go into settings right now?
I can, yeah.
Okay, go in there and put your actual name. Put in Ellen and your last name so people can find you when they look.
Oh, instead of Quantum Think?
No, in the name field, you can keep the username Quantum Think. I think that's really cool. But in the name field, put your actual real name.
All right, okay, that's done. Okay. All right, I did it.
Cool. So usually it's because I know you, of course I'm going to follow you back. Now, if somebody I did not know had a blank profile and no picture and no bio, I would just wait. And sometimes they drop off and then follow me again, and that's, oh, I've seen that username before. Now he's tweeting, and I know a little more about him. Sure, I'll follow you back. So that's kind of the profile strategy. Make sure that you have... If your username is your brand, obviously, Alan. Quantum Think is really cool. But now I see that you've got Alan Collins up there now, too. So that's good. The next thing you'll need to do in the settings, when you have time, is create a quick bio about what your biz is about in 160 characters. You can also maybe put a little hobby in there if you want to, if there's time. So wife, or, no, you wouldn't say wife, you'd say husband. You know, wife and kids, you might say you have two kids if you want. It's a judgment call. Some people just put strictly biz, and some people put strictly personal. Some people put a combination, but you got to do it in 160 characters. So.
Okay, got it.
All right, so you're set up, so that's cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, and that's how I would invite everybody else to do it. Now you should have the notification that I'm following you. I don't know why it wasn't before. So I'm in too. All right. Any questions about getting set up on Twitter? All right. So now the following strategy, again, this your mileage is going to vary. But my strategy, first of all, in the beginning, I found... some of my, you know, if you're on Facebook, you might be able to find some of your Facebook friends and do the search in the Find People tool when it is working. And I have a whole lot of suggestions of people to follow that I learned just a lot about Twitter from doing that. But if you are starting from scratch, a tool that, and if you were on the blogging call with B last week, we mentioned it then, but there is this really cool tool called TweetBeep, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But it's... one of those things where you get alerts on subjects that you are interested in, maybe in your niche or whatever, if you're a writer, what you're writing about, just to see what people, just to find out what the trends are in your industry or in your target market. So tweetbeep.com, and I know that Bea has a resource list on her blog that has actually a number of them. I'm actually only going to, in the interest of time, talk about my two favorites later.
I'll send that list out after class. You'll all get a little document that has the cheat sheet and then all those URLs, okay?
Yeah. So that's another way to do it. But actually, if you start following me and B and Gary, you can, and also... Rachel, you can see who they're following by clicking. Go to my profile. So it'd be twitter.com/ProfCarol. ProfCarol. And right now, Quantum Thinker has Quantum Think's got 3 followers currently. So is everybody on my Twitter page?
Yeah.
So there are, if you look, you notice that there are some at symbols and then a Twitter name next to it. Love Baby Babe Z is I replied to her because I had just talked about working out. See, so I'm mixing up my tweets with some personal.
Your entry is not valid.
I'm mixing up my tweets with some personal, and then also if you scroll down, you'll see like a quote, and then people have come to rely on my inspirational quotes. Every now and then, I will get I'll shoot a blog post or tell people I just created a video, but none of it is pitching, and a lot of it I've got just conversation and finding out what people are up to, what their interests are, just like you would at a networking event or a cocktail party. So just, you've heard the metaphor, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, but yeah, you got a date before you get married. So whenever those people who follow me, who just as soon as I follow them back are sending me, come check out my product, I will give the benefit of the doubt unless it gets really obnoxious, and then I'll just unfollow because that's just cluttering up the stream. Now, some people get worried about it being time-consuming to keep up with all the what they call tweets. And I used to keep up with all of them before I started, following almost 900 people. But now what I do is just when I'm on, I see who is on, and if I see something that's worth replying to, then I will reply. And if not, I just, I read, 15-minute chunks and then I'm done. Because otherwise, you can really spend all your day reading tweets, and you don't want to do that. So, first of all, make sure that you, and also when you're following people as you're doing it, start, be at a slow pace because people will view you as a spammer. I didn't realize this, and since I'm kind of a slow but sure kind of girl anyway, it didn't apply to me, but I noticed when there were people, following 2,000 people, but then there were only like 100 people following them back. Apparently, people perceive folks like that as spammers, so what I suggest is go really slow, maybe every 10, and if people start to follow you back, then do another 10.
Your entry is not valid.
So, follow some folks of influence. Coach Deb is one of them. And I'll send you guys a list. And they're Coach Deb, / Coach Deb is one. Mari Smith is another. And I'm sure Gary can tell you a few, too. So just look at who B and I and Gary are following, and you'll find some really cool people to follow just by looking at what we're following. You'll see up there where it says who we're following and who's following us. You can just go through that list and see who might be follow-worthy. And don't spend too much time doing that, but some of this happens really organically after a while. And as I said on the follow-back strategy, I would not do... There's a tool called Tweet Later that you might hear about that maybe down the line, but I would not recommend programming it to auto-reply and have an auto-DM, DM meaning direct message, because that's starting to seem as impersonal, and people prefer to get the thanks for following me post, have it be more personal. So I like to know what people's names are. So when people follow me, I will go in there and send them a direct message. And that's off to the right, too. And just say, thank you, such and such, whatever their name is. Thanks for following. Looking forward to tweeting with you. Something like that. No pitching or anything like that. Just thanking them for following me. So you'll see the direct message off to the right, right underneath the replies. Sometimes when you're away, somebody might reply to you, so you click on that reply button, and then you'll see all the things that say @ and your user's name. So for Quantum Think, if you clicked on reply, you'd see @ Quantum Think. In fact, I am going to send you a note right now, so you'll see what I'm talking about. And you'll see that somebody has replied to you. Even if you're not in the room, when you come back, you'll click on your replies tab, and you'll see that somebody has actually sent you a direct tweet in the public stream.
And where do I find that? I find that on the profile page?
Actually, click home.
Click home, all right.
Click home, that's up at the top.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it right now.
I've got a million things up here already.
I'm sorry?
There's a million things on here already.
A million?
Well, that's right, yeah. Okay, then what do I do? Then I look out of
Did you click replies? That you see home, and then there's the at replies, that at symbol replies? Yeah, it says home, and now down on the column, on the column where you'll see first who you're following, followers,
updates. Yeah, I say home, yeah, and then it says at reply.
Yeah, click that button, and then you'll see that I just sent you a direct public tweet that says, welcome to Twitter.
I see it. Thank you.
So, see, so even if you were away from the computer all day and you say, did anybody respond to me? And then there's a little, if you hover over to the right of the tweet, like right, there's a star. Do you see a star if you hover to the right?
A star?
Yeah, there should be a star there. That's for a favorite, but then right below it, that little arrow. Okay, so look on that reply where it says welcome to Twitter. Do you see, like, if you hover over to the right of the tweet?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Okay, so if you start it, then if you click the star, that would go under your favorites. But right underneath it, there's a little arrow.
Yeah.
And if you click that, you can reply back to me.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So once I figured out the replies tab, I'm like, okay, I get Twitter. Now you can have a conversation with these people.
Okay. Thank you.
Very nice. All right. Any other questions before I move on to the tweeting strategy? No questions? Okay, so I'm going to move on to the tweeting strategy. Now, what I had been doing, and then Coach Deb and Warren Whitlock, the co-authors of the Twitter handbook, actually validated what I was thinking, and I think Rocky actually does this too. But we mix it up with tips. We sometimes will post maybe a blog post with the topic. It's not enough just to say new blog post, but say blog post with the topic. And there's a way to, and B talked about this in the blogging class, you can ping it. I'm hearing a little bit of background noise.
I think, Carol, that it's Alan talking to somebody and he doesn't realize that it's being picked up.
No, it's not me. Not guilty.
Oh, not guilty. Okay, yeah. If whoever's talking, just if you could hit star 6, that would be great. I appreciate it. All right. So, if you were mixing up your tweeting strategy, I would mix it up with tips. If you had a tip in your niche, so Alan, for example, in Quantum Think, what do you do for people in Quantum Think?
What do we do? We teach them how to think from the principles of quantum think. Quantum think is a system of thinking, and which enables people to produce, you know, some amazing results in quantum style, so to speak.
Very cool.
In unexpected, unimaginable ways.
So if you were to create, that sounds really neat. So if you were to create maybe an article and you had 10 points to it, you would, or if you had a blog, you could do something like that. I don't know. Do you have a blog by chance? Okay, let's see, if you had a blog, you could be blogging about certain things, and then you would connect it to ping.fm, which is probably, we could talk about that, that's a whole other topic, but, or you can do it manually, but, you know, at some point you'll want to systemize things, so you save a lot of time, and I see that you replied to me, so that's cool.
What about like articles or something like that? Like articles that could be, it's not like on a blog where there's articles that we've got lots of those that are, you know, of great interest to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly what's going on today in the world. Is there a place you've put that or parts of that or how does that work?
Actually, easyinarticles.com now has a feature. As soon as they review your article, it will automatically end up in your Twitter, in the Twitter stream, as if you had just tweeted it. But it takes them a couple days to review your article. But if you put in, when you go to ezinearticles.com, and if you're not set up there, it's really quick to do, and then you submit an article there, then they'll ask you for your Twitter user ID, which is Quantum Think, and they will, as soon as they finish reviewing it, then it will say easy an article by such and such in the article title, and then they can click on the link. It'll shrink it into like a tiny URL, and people can read the article just from looking at a tweet that came from your Twitter stream. That easy an article sent.
Where do you put your articles right now?
Well, right now we just send them out. We haven't put them anywhere at the moment. I mean, we send them out to, you know, when we're doing different programs, we send them to our own list, or if we're whoever's hosting us on in their, maybe their webinar or their, or whatever they're doing, we will send them an article that they send to their list. That's the extent of it right now. And it's been published in different magazines.
Right. Do you have a place on your website where you post your articles?
Sometimes, yeah, there is a place.
Well, I think I like Carol's idea. Also, I'm really big on any time you can get people back to your website is a great idea. So if you can start posting the articles that you want to share on Twitter on your website, then all you'll need to do is to take that URL over to Twitter and say new article on the topic of XYZ. And if Twitter doesn't take the long URL, you can make it a tiny URL by going to tinyurl.com. And you can shrink down that URL and put it inside your Twitter account, and then people will click on the tiny URL to go back over to your website.
Oh, really? How interesting. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So either e-zine articles, but I'm a really big fan of getting people back to your website. So if you're sharing something of value, people will probably click over and look at that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Right, and in e-zine articles, you can share in a resource box how to get back to your website. I had an article that also had something where I was doing a promotion where people got a free CD, and so I said for your blended learning pleasure, click on this link and get your free CD on how to such and such, so on and so forth. There are a number of things you can put, and now e-zineArticles.com has come a long way in the past 4 years. You can use different resource boxes that, you know, what they do is it's your little mini bio that says, Alan is the founder of Quantum Think. He does such and such for people, and if you want to find out more about him, go to www.whateveryourwebsiteis.com. So you can do that, but all that wonderful stuff shows up in the Twitter stream, well, the link to that article, so it, you know, it's like a ping pong effect. You see the tweet, they go over there, and it's, oh, well, that's really cool. Let me go check out his website. And you'll also definitely want to make sure that you have your website. When you go back to settings, you can go in there and do all that. Upload a picture of you, all that kind of thing.
Right.
Either your logo or your picture. A lot of people like to see faces, but there is a debate on that. And, you know, I will follow people with logos, too. But I do like to see something other than, you know, that little brown thing with the blue circles.
Right. Okay, very good. Excellent. Thank you.
Sure. All right, so I do, like I say, I mix up the tips with and the blog posts or whatever. If I did a new video or something, I might tweet that. But I also provide a lot of support. If somebody says, somebody's requesting prayers for somebody, I will publicly tweet that they are in my prayers. I'm very transparent that way. And then sometimes if you know people really well, you can get into a really strategic conversation with them. One of the examples I was thinking about this summer is one of my colleagues that's in the mastermind started asking me about the Myers-Briggs, and she kept, and it was...
Tree is not valid.
And it was, actually was on accident that this conversation ensued, but I used it as an opportunity. She said what her Myers-Briggs type was, and I said, are you sure? Because I knew her, and I said, and we had a conversation, so I was kind of coaching and consulting her right there on the spot about what her Myers-Briggs type was and what the letters meant, and so people were eavesdropping on that conversation that were... The people who were following me and her, it was Wendy White Bailey, they were kind of watching, and so I got some direct messages. Oh, I didn't realize you administered the MBTI, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of interesting because this is a voyeurism situation. So if I were to get into a strategic conversation with you, Alan, or Rachel, or Gary, about what you do, I would be happy to do that, because you'd be surprised at how many direct messages come up, and sometimes they come up in the public stream about, oh, I didn't realize you did such and such. Well, really cool. Tell me more. So that's just, you know, that's part of it. Any other any questions before I, you know, I
your entry is not valid.
I tend to run my mouth, so I want to stop and see what comments or questions you might have. Okay.
Carol, I'll just add something to what you just said.
Okay.
If you have people on Twitter that you know are big supporters and are interested in learning more about what you do, you can let them know. I'm really big on the philosophy that I hear Michael Port and Dave Buck talk about, which is always have something to invite people to. And leading Twitter and say, I'm getting ready to go to a class that Carol Dixon Carr is leading. Twitter and say, I'm getting ready to go to a class that Carol Dixon Carr is leading on XYZ topic, and I'm really excited about it. That is a great testimonial, and it doesn't come from Carol.
Exactly. I was just going to talk about that.
So for me, earlier today, I went into Twitter and let everybody know that I'm on a class with Carol Dixon Carr, and I think we've already had some people come into the call because I'm watching who's coming in. Because I left the link where the telephone number was to dial in. And so it's a stealth form of marketing, but it does work because a third-party endorsement is much better than if it's coming directly from you. So if you get people on Twitter talking about what you're doing, and if you always have something to invite people to, that's how you build your business. A lot of people are saying, well, Twitter doesn't seem like it's very useful. But once again, if you're doing like Alan's doing and you're contributing articles, if you've got really great blog posts, which Carol and I both do a lot of blogging, we get our blog fed into Twitter. And then if you have something to always invite people to, and then you get a core group of people to buzz that up, really buzz about it on Twitter, you will get more and more and more people interested in what you're doing. So there is a strategy to this, and there is a methodology to this madness. But and I will just ask all of you, you know, when you go to a networking event, what do you do when you go to the networking event to build relationships? What's your thought on that?
You would try and get to know them.
Anybody
right?
Go to networking events?
Yeah.
Anybody on the call attend networking events?
Yeah, Gary.
So Gary, when you go to a networking event, how do you get to know people?
I walk up and I shake their hand.
Okay, and do you immediately go, "Hey, would you buy my product?"
No, I go and say, "Hi, I'm Gary. What do you do?"
Yeah, and then they tell you what they do and da 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 da. So that's how Twitter works. The big doing on Twitter is what are you doing? So if you let people know what you're doing, then people will connect with you based on what you're doing. And I was in the last year I was in the Raleigh-Durham Airport, and I sat there. My plane was delayed, and I sat there for an hour on Twitter just describing all the really interesting characters that I saw walking by. And I had so many people following me on Twitter that day and people emailing me to let me know their stories about being in the airport. So I got to know people just from being a little bit quirky and doing something different that got people laughing and talking about what I was talking about, right? So the goal is always to get to know people, to ask, tell me about you. And as Carol said, the way this all translates is once you're inside Twitter and you find someone that you think is interesting, you can message them directly through Twitter. All you do is click on their profile. Everybody's profile in your Twitter following area will have a little blue link, and you just click on that blue link and you look over to the right and you can message that person directly. So if I want to connect with Gary, which Gary and I have done a lot of back and forth by phone, because I was having trouble with Ping FM one day and he got on there on Twitter. I was on my phone and we were talking to each other and he was telling me how to fix Ping FM, which is great.
But isn't that ironic? Didn't we tell him about that?
No, Gary and I have talked on the phone, but we've never met each other, but it's really cool. And so once you're inside and get to know, if I want to email Gary directly, I just click on his profile and go over and send him a message and say, "Hey, Gary, can you get together by telephone later today? I want to talk to you about something." That's how you move the relationship into more of a strategic conversation or a business conversation.
Exactly.
Be careful about doing too much of the direct push on Twitter, because it really is, the question is, what are you doing? Well, to answer the question, what are you doing, by saying, buy my product, that doesn't make sense. That's not what you're doing. That's what you're selling.
Right.
And if you want to push market, then I would recommend you use another mechanism, not Twitter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that when you're building the what now that I know a number of people on here who have different events, their blog, talk, radio show, that kind of things, and the term retweet. Now they've abbreviated RT for retweet, and you can, you know, blast. The word blast is probably not the best word, but let's use the word tweet. The fact that somebody is about to, you know, do their blog, talk, radio show, and there's all the people that I promote, they're just doing, it's pure content. It's pure content. So people are being interviewed, and so it's kind of a win-win. And so if I know somebody's going to be interviewing somebody else, I'll say, join such and such at, you know, and I'll send a link. And people will do that for me as well. Of course, I will say, I'm going to be interviewing such and such, join us. But there is no pitching it. That it's just pure information, just like this call here. I tweeted that I was going to demystify Twitter, but I made it clear that there was no selling or pitching. I'm just going to be educating because that's just what I want to do right now. And I said that I would. But there is no pitching in there, and I just wanted to make sure that that people knew that so they could come on without worrying about us trying to sell them something at the end, because nothing like that's going to happen. So, and then, of course...
May I add something that was helpful to me when I got started?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know me, I do live in Toronto, and my handle is Gary in Toronto. And I got lost, absolutely lost, for several days until, well, actually, Prof. Carol was one of the first that I followed into, and she was really helpful. But what really helped me were two things. One, I found a tool that allowed me to work and still keep my eye on Twitter. And I don't want to take over from where Carol's going, but Carol, you might want to mention TwitBin, TwitKit, whatever's going to work for folks.
I'm going to talk about TweetDeck and TweetBeep because of the time factor. Those are my favorite two things. But yeah, there are a number of desktop tools that you can do that keep you on track. So let me just go ahead and scoot on over there right now, in fact, and talk about that. I'm just going to talk about the two because you don't want to get overwhelmed. And the ones that I use, TweetBeep, and I mentioned that earlier, if you go to tweetbeep.com, and I know B is going to send this list, and you go in there and you put in keywords that you're interested in, and you know, if you were a quantum thinker, maybe you'll do something. Alan might do something on whatever ties into what people would be interested in terms of quantum thinking. You might end up following them just to see what questions that are coming up with. And if they have something on there that they might be kind of curious about, you can publicly tweet them. You can't direct message somebody unless they're following you back, but you can hit the @ symbol and their Twitter handle, like Rocky Romero. I see that I'm going to follow him now. That's his handle. Yours is Quantum Think. And then give them some advice back. So TweetBeep, you'll get those with notifications in your inbox, just like Google Alerts. How many of you are familiar with Google Alerts?
Gary in Toronto uses it, yes.
Yeah, so it's just...
I've used it before. This is Rachel.
Yeah, so it's like... So Google Alerts is to... the search engine is TweetBeep is to Twitter, so if you want to use that analogy. My favorite in the whole wide world desktop application, and I actually, if you connect with me on Facebook, you can actually grab those tutorials on, it's called TweetDeck, 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 and it's, I call it the Starfleet command for Twitter, and the reason why is because you can set up all those, you can set up a search, you can set up groups, you can actually, there are so many really cool features that TweetDeck has, and you can get notifications if people are replying to you, and of course, if you're really wanting to be focused, you might want to turn off the notifications. You can do that. You can also turn off the sound notifications, but if you want to friend me on Facebook, you can go into my video collection, and I have a series of videos on how to navigate TweetDeck, because that's a time saver in my mind, completely. So those are the two that I really appreciate, because you can set up groups, you can set up a search command that's a lot like what used to be Surmise. Surmise.com is one of those search tools. So Surmise is to Twitter as Google is to web search web search. So, but if you go to surmise.com now, it'll redirect to Twitter search. But that's another way you can go in there and look for things that people are talking about that you might be wanting to find out more about. I'm finding that Twitter is one of those reciprocating venues. I've learned a lot and I've taught a lot in the Twitter stream, and it's really a great law of reciprocity. Is somebody talking? Did somebody have a question?
Say surmise.
Surmise, SUMMIZE.com. That's a separate it's kind of a Twitter search. Now it's called Twitter search, and I'm sure it's going to redirect you to switch. But tweet.
It'll be in the handout I'm sending out this afternoon. Okay.
And so TweetDeck.com has that surmise feature built into it. So whenever you get a note, you can program it. It's not hard at all to go in there and search on a term on the global scale, not just the people who are following you. Because what you want to do is make sure that you have a search term set up for your handle. So I have a search term set up for Prof. Carol because I might miss it if it doesn't lead it, because you won't see it in the stream if you're not on when it comes up, or if you're not following the person. If you see something like, "Hey Prof. Carol, hey Aunt Prof. Carol, how are you doing?" I might miss that tweet if I don't see it come through the pipe, or if I'm not following that person. So, and you also want to protect your reputation. Not that I have anything to hide, because I'm totally transparent, and I suggest that you be transparent too, but be mindful, because the Twitter is a very search engine friendly situation. So you'll see your tweets. If somebody were to Google you, you will see your tweets in the stream, in the Google stream. So be mindful of what you tweet. So that's something that I also thought you might need to do, because sometimes that stuff might come back to bite you if you run for office. so just keep that in mind. All right. So that's the thing. You want to make sure that you protect your reputation also. So if something comes up in your Twitter handle, your @, and whatever your Twitter handle comes up somewhere aside from the beginning where the replies would show up, you definitely want to know about it. Because sometimes, most of the times, I'm seeing kudos. I only got one where I had to go defend myself, because there's this tool called Quitter, which I think that's, you've got to, not for the faint of heart. I've not signed up for it, but Quitter is one of those things you find out when people stop following you, and I'd rather not know. But some people, I guess, are set up that way, and I guess a Twitter glitched, and I somehow was not following somebody anymore, and I did not know that. And sometimes Twitter will glitch, but somebody said, "Oh, Prof. Carol calls herself an economist, and she just stopped following me after I posted this unemployment article." I'm like, "Huh?" And I wouldn't have even known about that if I didn't have that. And so I said, "I did not stop following you. There must have been a glitch." And that was actually a good article. And let me go see what you're talking about. "Oh, yeah, that was a good article. Sorry for the misunderstanding." You know what I mean? So you want to make sure that people aren't saying bad things about you. But most of the times, I'm usually going back and saying, "Well, thank you for the kudos." And then I'll follow them and then direct message them. So it's such a dynamic process. And this is just, we might have to do a follow-up call. But that is pretty much the crash course. The crash course on Twitter. And if you have any questions, let me know, comments, and B, if you want to chime in, go for it.
I think the big thing that I want to communicate is that Twitter is a tool for helping you develop out your network, and there are some people have been asking me, "Well, B, does this help you? Does this work? Do you make money?" Well, I don't really look at selling something directly on Twitter. What I look at, really, are the quality of people that I'm able to connect with and how those relationships build out over time. And over the last year, I have been doing quite a bit of interviews and podcasting and development of training programs. And so how Twitter has best served me is really, once again, as a tool to help build relationships with people that, number one, I want to interview for my podcast. And once again, if you are podcasting and interviewing people, you're adding value back to your current customer base. The second way that I like using Twitter is really just to get to know people, to be able to read their threads and look at what they're talking about. And also, when I see a really hot topic being discussed, my big thing is to always think, okay, how can I leverage this conversation? How can I write a post about this or an article about that? So once again, I take the information that I see happening on Twitter, and I turn it into something that I can actually use to create value back. And then, of course, the third way is to develop those relationships with people that I can then take to the telephone. So I always tell people, be really careful about thinking that you're going to use Twitter to directly sell products or services, because it, like with any marketing tool, that's a really long shot. It is really a tool for you to build out your network and to get visibility and buzz going around your name and to help you build credibility. So I would be looking at what's going on off of Twitter in your blog and with article writing and public speaking and products and services that you're selling, and how can you use those Twitter relationships and conversations to get people further out into the legs of your marketing. And I tell people the best thing that you can do for yourself is to really build a sales cycle where you look at people that are coming into your business and how you get them converted over time. Or do you want to use Twitter to build out joint venture partnerships with people, which is a really great approach. You'll see in the handout that I'm sending that there are some tools that you can use to actually begin building networks based on like-mindedness, based on affinity and common interest. And that in and of itself is really what most strategists would tell you to do, is to build your Twitter network based on people that have a like mind. Or if you want to, say, build a network with financial planners or attorneys or nurses or whoever you want to build that relationship with, there are some tools outside of Twitter that can help you do that. So that's just a little synopsis, and I'm going to be sending you an article that has 7 strategies that you can use to build your business using Twitter. And then all the tools that Carol has mentioned, Surmise and TweetDeep and all those, are at the bottom of this document. And we encourage you to start using some of these tools. Get yourself really familiar with the tools. But the big deal with Twitter is to be consistent and to spend a little bit of time on Twitter at least 3 times a week. People want to know that you're alive.
Yeah, and I'm kind of a Twitter-holic. I'm scaling back, but I would probably what people might be called a noisy tweeter. I have 2 accounts. I have the not-so-noisy tweeter that's not so conversational, it just talks about, you know, what I'm doing in the moment. And then there's the one where I'm, you know, conversing with folks. And it came in handy this summer when I was getting to know people, because now I'm talking to people that I never thought I would ever even have the opportunity to have, you know, people who are making 6 figures a month are having a conversation with me, and we're strategizing, and I'm just, you know, I'm floored, and it's just changed my paradigm about how I perceive people who are, you know, multimillionaires and that kind of thing. So you just never know. And in the summer, I just was mainly trying to get to know people because I was feeling a little disconnected in my face-to-face community, and it was really easy to find like-minded people in the Twitterverse. And you know, if you were in the mood to tweet at, you know, midnight, and there are people on the West Coast who are still awake that are really cool, you can have some conversations. And it's kind of neat when you're having conversations with high-profile people and people are voyeurizing and seeing that. So you know, even if you're not trying to be strategic, sometimes it works out. I'm like, oh, okay, now I see I'm kind of in this conversation. How can I make this voyeurism worth their while? So also, another thing that I want to suggest in the beginning is to, some people will protect their updates, and if you go into settings, I would suggest unchecking that box just so you can increase your exposure, because Twitter's done a lot of good things just in the past couple of months about getting rid of riffraff. You'll see things that say, this account has been suspended for strange activity. So I would really invite you to actually not have your updates protected. Let people make it easy for people to follow you back. So we are at the top of the hour. So any closing comments or takeaways or anything that you might be taking an action on as a result of this call?
It's a little fragile. I appreciate all the information. I mean, it's still new. I feel a little fragile already. It's way beyond what I can see right now, but I'm happy that I attended this little thing here, and I'm going to follow it through, and we'll see where it takes us.
Very nice.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Okay.
And Carol, it's Gary in Toronto. Thanks again for all your help.
Sure.
Bless you both.
Thank you. All right. Well, I want to respect everybody's time. If there aren't any other questions, I'm going to say goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Have a great week,
thank you
guys. Have a wonderful week.